This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Gasworks is turning 40 next year. Instead of looking back, it's leaning hard into what comes next. New seasons, new partnerships, and more space for independent artists. And a new creative director and CEO who knows how to build ambitious work without losing the soul of a place. We've got Sam Strong on the line, the new creative director and CEO of Gasworks Arts Park. Sam, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me. That was the greatest introduction ever. I loved it.
You're welcome. Now, for anyone who knows Gasworks as a favourite Melbourne spot, what stays at the heart of it, even as the next chapter kicks off?
Yeah, look, I think the uniqueness of the place and the uniqueness of the space. So for anyone who hasn't been here, we've got a really unique set of venues. We've got multiple theatres, we've got multiple galleries, we've got 4 hectares of parkland. And that unique set of sort of spaces gives rise to a really unique set of activities and programs. And, you know, so we've got all sorts of art forms from theatre to comedy to live music to visual arts. But it's even broader than that as well. So, you know, when you start to factor in kind of farmers markets and events and dog parks and particularly kind of events that people can participate in and people can creatively engage with. So, yeah, it's a really unique space in Melbourne. And I think my job is basically to make as many people as possible aware of how kind of unique Gasworks is and what's possible here and the amazing potential that the place has.
For those who don't know, was it originally, is that where Gasworks was produced? Is that why it's called Gasworks?
Yeah, quite literally. It was, you know, where they sort of burnt brown coal. So, you know, it's an industrial heritage that we embrace the good architectural bits of, but not necessarily the environmental side. But, you know, obviously all of that's been kind of cleared up for a very long time. But, we still have a lot of the heritage, buildings and some architecture that kind of dates from that period. And what it essentially means is that you've got a kind of urban sanctuary. So there are a set of really large kind of brick walls right around the perimeter that kind of create this sort of really safe space within those walls and a kind of safe space for creativity. But it also gives you lots of different ways in to the place as well, which is appropriate because we do a lot of different things.
Now tell us about the quarterly sessions that are going to be curated.
Yeah, so one of the key changes that we've brought in the most recent times, and we've made a lot of changes quite quickly in the last few months. You know, there's a park upgrade, there's a new foyer, there's a new brand. But one of the key changes is around our program and kind of how we release our program. So, like a lot of arts organisations, we used to do a kind of annual season, and we've shifted instead to doing quarterly programs. And so that's for a number of reasons. It means we can kind of be a bit more responsive and a bit more agile and get great shows and experiences kind of into the program. But it also means we can be much more kind of audience friendly and think about, you know, or kind of program in a way that speaks to contemporary audience tastes and behaviours. So as well as being friendly, we've got literally the kind of audience friendly. We've got literally the four seasons that happen at Gasworks. But each of those four seasons is launched at the first Saturday of the season with what we call our Seasons in the Glade events. And they're big takeovers of the whole park. So, you know, we'll often have a big participatory act, like in Christmas it was carols. Then we'll have a Rose Street arts and craft market, food trucks, kids activities, open artist studio. So we're really creating these big kind of destination events. And we did the first one in December to launch the summer season. And we got over 2,000 people here, which we were really thrilled about because it was, you know, it was a classic Melbourne December day that was about 12 degrees. So that so many brave souls came out for that is great. But, yeah, so quarterly program enables us to, be a bit more responsive but also to kind of be more audience-friendly and create these big events that give people a kind of reason to come here and create a destination at Gasworks and a buzz around Gasworks.
We're chatting with Sam Strong, Creative Director and CEO of Gasworks Arts Park, about Gasworks turning 40, can you believe it, in 2026 and what's changing. Now, Sam, there's a strong focus also on queer storytelling this season, including Midsummer Programming and Queer Playwriting Award Pathway. What do you want queer artists and audience to feel when they see that work on the program?
Yeah, well, I want them to feel kind of reflected and seen, and more importantly, like they belong. We've had a really long partnership with Midsummer, and we're really looking at ways to kind of grow that partnership. And so we've for years had something called the kind of Queer Playwriting Award, which is, you know, we put a call out for new queer stories. And those players come in, and then we will shortlist them and read them. And we had the most recent one just a couple of nights ago, the most recent showcase. But we've evolved that in a couple of ways. The first way is we've curated a visual art program, a queer visual art program around the same time as well. But even more excitingly, this year we've got two past winners of the award. In different years, that are both kind of graduating, if you like, to full productions. So they've gone through this award showcase and this development exercise, and then we're now getting to see the full production. And they're two absolutely fantastic new queer stories and new queer shows. So there's Tom Ballard's play, the comedian Tom Ballard's play, which has the longest title in the history of time, which is a comprehensive and profoundly queer accounting of the brief yet glorious history of the gay and lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea. So it's this amazing kind of stranger than fiction story about the declaration of the kingdom of the gay and lesbian kingdom of the Coral Sea in the early noughties. Hilarious play, very, very funny, kind of borrowing from this real story. And then the other play, and so Tom's play opens next Wednesday. So it runs in the last week of January at Gasworks. And then the second play that's kind of graduating through that Queer Playwriting Award is Dana Sheik's play, much to do with law, but more to do with love. And that's a one-person show with Danish at the centre of it. And it tells a really sort of thought-provoking story about Danish's work as a lawyer on the decriminalisation of homosexuality in the Indian Penal Code. But it does that against this utterly kind of charming backdrop of kind of history of the Eras Tour, or Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So, you know, it's both really provocative but really hilarious and charming at the same time. So, and that's the week after, in the first week of February. So, yeah, those two kind of big shows are the sort of Midsummer centrepiece. And then we've got a whole lot of other shows going on as well in our studio theatre, as well as our visual art program too.
Sam, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I love it when you see art in old historic buildings. I think it's amazing. I think it blends really
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, sorry, you good?
It blends really well.
Yeah, and we've done one of those sort of new things that we launched, or one of those changes that we made is around renovation of our foyer. So we've made that foyer more of a visual art space, so that we can curate into that too. And so, yeah, people who come here will get to experience that new foyer. And one of our programming team, Josephine Mead, has done an extraordinary job of curating a really great visual art program. It's one's called Queer Reckoning, another one's called Queer Reclamation. So, yeah, fantastic shows that people can see anytime at Gasworks when they come here.
Fantastic, Sam. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
No, my pleasure. Have a great time.
Thank you, Sam Strong, Creative Director and CEO of Gasworks Arts Park.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.